have been working lately on California and local government issues and commencing in the publication of a couple books. I also work on a journal that I think is rapidly becoming, or has become, the most important journal, I think, for the conservative movement, namely the Claremont Review of Books. There are several copies of the summer issue of the review in the back. It features two articles on Brown v. Board of Education, an article by John McWhorter, and indeed an article by Midge Dechter, our president. And so if those numbers are not sufficient, I'd be very happy to get you a copy. Plus, you may also be interested in the current issue, or you should be, called How to Win on the War on Terror. And so just leave me your card or get in touch with the Claremont Institute. They'd be happy to send you out a sample issue. I've been interested in the themes of this of our sessions today for quite some time. I'm working on a book on multiculturalism and citizenship, which emphasizes the theme of natural rights in the American political tradition. Besides these academic interests, I've worked on civil rights issues on the levels of both state and nation, and I worked for almost 4 years as a special assistant to Clarence Thomas when he was chairman of the EEOC. Now to our panel, the uneasy case for excellence. Because I think the panel title makes no reference to race, it is poised to make an extraordinary contribution to the purpose of this extraordinary conference. The uneasy case for excellence. And the paradox we see here is a paradox found in the American founder Thomas Jefferson's own thought. Harry V. Jaffa, the teacher of many of us here, once described the Civil War as Jefferson arguing with himself. For the purposes of our panel, the paradox would be that Jefferson wrote of human equality in the Declaration of Independence, but he also wrote of natural aristocracy. Jefferson wrote that strange anthropology in his notes on the state of Virginia, but he never wavered from the moral and political significance of the equality of natural rights. Jefferson was, of course, the original agrarian, but he also purchased Louisiana from France and thus established an empire of liberty. But I'll allow the panelists to elaborate on these and other themes. Three who are helping to educate the conservative movement and have done much to educate me, I must add. I thank them once again for their patience with my stubborn soul. Lucas Morell teaches political science at Washington and Lee, where he is an associate professor. He has his undergraduate degree from Claremont McKenna College, where he once took a course from me when he was an engineering student at Harvey Mudd. And he has his PhD from Claremont Graduate School. He wrote his dissertation on Lincoln, which has been published as Lincoln's Sacred Effort. He is also editor of a book on Ralph Ellison called Ralph Ellison and the Raft of Hope, a political companion to Invisible Man. Besides writing for the Claremont Review, Books and Cultures, he's published in numerous other scholarly and popular journals. Peter Schramm is director of the Ashbrook Center at Ashland University, where I had the pleasure of working for him. He presides over a host of education programs for secondary school teachers and has a lecture and conference series which should be the envy of any conservative think tank, society, or school. His undergraduate Ashbrook Fellows have enjoyed success in the world of politics and academia. Finally, Peter was the founding president of the Claremont Institute, whose 25th anniversary we celebrate this year. The most succinct summary of the Institute and Peter's own work and career can be seen in a story he tells of his coming to America from Hungary in 1956. His father told him and his family that he was going to America and that they could come with him. Peter asked him, "Why America? We don't know anyone there." His father replied, "Because we were born Americans, but in the wrong place." And that explains a great deal about not only Peter Schramm, but the Claremont Institute as well. Steve Ely is a senior fellow at that most worthy endeavor, the Liberty Fund. He's a political theorist who has written extensively on Jürgen Habermas and on the Southern agrarians. His publications cover conservative luminaries such as Wilmore Kendall and Eric Voegelin, and most relevant for this panel, he's also written on Joseph Conrad, and most relevant for this panel, he has long worked on Robert Penn Warren, on whom he has already produced articles and will, in a short time, bring forth a book. So let's begin with Steve, and then to Peter, and then Lucas.